Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Darren Everest from Freshwater Horticultural Society. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem at all.
Let's get stuck in, shall we?
Absolutely.
Right. Can you tell me and the listeners a little bit about Freshwater Horticultural Society?
Freshwater Horticultural Society. It's been running for, I think over about 100 years now, maybe over 100 years. It's a long time. We hold shows twice a year in the spring and the summer, and talks regularly through the season. One of them is actually coming up on Tuesday evening. It's been by myself talking on sweet peas.
Hey, feel free to plug that one if you want.
Yeah, I thought I'd get that plug in nice and early.
No, that's fine.
We cater for all, basically West Wight, or a lot of West Wight, especially Freshwater surrounding areas. And we hold the two shows, and it focuses not only on flowers and vegetables, but also home baking and handicraft, and it just sort of gets the whole community involved in the local show.
Oh, that sounds really nice. A very community based,
absolutely
project, as
yes,
it were.
Yes, it's all very much community based, and we just try and encourage people to, grow something for the show, or make something, or cook something, really, or even take photographs. So there's all sorts of classes to cater for a wide section of the community.
A little bit of something for everyone, then.
Pretty much so, yes. We like to be as inclusive as possible.
Oh, right, okay. So what inspired your interest in horticulture and botany, then?
Well, I've been interested since a small child. My grandparents and my parents were keen gardeners. Certainly my granddad and my dad, they used to show at the local village shows. And I was sort of dragged along as a small child to all the village,
come on, off we go,
village shows. I used to live in West Kent, and we'd go to all the local village shows where we lived and support them. And I used to end up doing all the sort of children's classes, which was like a miniature garden in a seed tray.
I remember those.
Yeah, or a vegetable animal. I think I probably got the world record for the amount of miniature gardens in a seed tray I've done over the, as a child. So I just sort of brought up with it from there, really. And, my dad used to grow chrysanthemums for the local village shows. And as we all got older, he started to move up and grow to regional level and national level. And I just sort of followed suit. I steered away from the chrysanths, and I went on to dahlias. But we pretty much followed the same path.
Okay, that's very interesting. So does the Freshwater Horticultural Society have a website and any social media accounts? If so, what are they?
Yes, there is the Freshwater Horticultural Society website. There is a website, which I think is www.fhs.co.uk, I think. And there is a Facebook site as well for Freshwater Horticultural Society.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can be followed. We're quite up to speed with modern technology, although we haven't got an Instagram account as yet, but that may come.
That's fair enough.
May come sooner or later.
But they're all linked together. You can find the website via the Facebook.
Absolutely.
And the Facebooks via and everything else.
Yeah, the demographic that we've got of people exhibiting are sort of more Facebook, literate rather than, we'd like to get into the Instagrammers, but we're sort of still Facebook.
Enough. As long as once you find that you've a particular way of reaching your target audience, you kind of stick with that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because social media can be a bit of a minefield nowadays.
Oh, it certainly is.
I mean, how the kids, this is it. The kids just like, it's done. It's like, how did you do that? Do you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay. So we've kind of touched on this, but we'll go back. What is in the pipeline event-wise?
Because
you've got many shows throughout the season, haven't you?
Oh, I've got loads of shows through the season. I'm not just involved in Freshwater. Obviously, I'm show manager for them. So the first thing, as I said, is Tuesday evening. Is a talk on sweet peas by myself. We then have our summer show on the 10th of August, which will be held in a marquee, which we did last year on the Jubilee Field in Freshwater next to the sports centre. But for myself, pretty much I'm now sort of getting ready for Chelsea Flower Show, which is the 18th of May. And then from there I go on to BBC Gardeners World Live, then Blenheim Palace, and then finishing off with Hampton Court beginning of July. So they're the big sort of four big shows that I'll be involved in. And then I come back to the island and do the village shows, because I love supporting the village shows where I can, before then going back up to the national sort of Sweet Pea show, National Dahlia show, whatever I, you know, whatever flowers I've got. If I've got flowers, I'll travel.
Okay, that's pretty impressive, though.
Thank you.
That is. I'm sorry, I'm kind of blown away. It's like that. So, have you won any prizes then? Because obviously you're talking about Chelsea Flower Show and things like that, and that's obviously a massive flower show. I think everyone in the world has heard of the Chelsea Flower Show, haven't they?
Yeah, the Chelsea Flower Show is the sort of the pinnacle, I guess. What a lot of people would say that's the pinnacle of showing is to get to the, you know, RHS, Royal Horticultural Society's flagship show. We did it for the first time last year, and we got a silver gilt, which is just one off from a gold. So, you know, we had no complaints. There's always room for improvement, so that's fine.
That's still very, very impressive.
Yeah, for our first effort, we were thrilled with that. And at Hampton Court, I've had a silver and a silver gilt in the last 2 years. So, and at Blenheim Palace, I've had a couple of golds now. So, yeah, we're pleased with that. But yeah, there's always room for improvement, and you can never, you know, you should never take things for granted. You've always got to try and push yourself to achieve more. So yeah, obviously Chelsea this year, I'm aiming high, but it's all down to the weather. Mother Nature plays a huge role.
I can imagine, because it's been quite moist recently this year, hasn't it?
Moist is one word. Yes, I would say, you know, almost flooding would be.
I believe the Met Office said it was the wettest winter on record this year, or something. And it's like, yeah, that's a lot of rain.
Yeah, the temptation to build an ark was quite high this year.
Josh, have you got any questions you'd like to ask, mate?
Do you have a favourite flower or plant?
Oh, well, yes. Well, I would say that the dahlias, that was the flower that I started growing all those years ago, you know, that they would be my favourite type of flower. But at the same time, I did have a sweet pea named after my wife for her wedding present from me back in 2012. So I guess that's really got to be my favourite flower. So
that's really romantic. That's cool.
That's the sort of guy I am.
That's like smooth operator level of smooth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you got any more questions, Josh?
For someone that's new to gardening, what's the easiest plant to grow?
Oh, crikey. Now, that is a really tough question. There's a lot of easy plants. I mean, things like runner beans, they're nice and easy to grow. Flower-wise, things like sweet peas, they're pretty straightforward. Dahlias even, you know, if I can grow a dahlia, anybody can grow a dahlia. So yeah, there's a lot of easy sort of beginner plants. I guess it depends if you want plants or flowers that are going to produce in one season, or like in 1 year, or whether you want things that are going to last and be, you know, forever producing, like, you know, perennial plants or shrubs. There's a lot of different types of plants to grow, but many of them are very easy.
It's just putting the time and the effort in.
Yeah, plants generally, plants are like men, really. They're easy to look after. They just need,
bacon sandwiches.
They need food and drink and talking to nicely. And then they're fantastic. Just like men.
Well, I can relate to that. I can definitely relate to that. Got any more questions, Josh?
No, that is all.
That's all for this week. Okay, not a problem. Right, let's sum up then, shall we? Does Freshwater Horticultural Society have a website and social media accounts?
They do indeed, yes. It's certainly Freshwater Horticultural Society is on Facebook. You just have to type in...
Go to the search engine,
just type in Freshwater Horticultural Society and you'll find it there. And there'll be a link there for the website as well.
And it's all linked together.
Right, yes.
Cool, not a problem. What events do you have lined up?
As I said, tomorrow evening is the first one that I'll be doing, which is a talk on sweet peas and how to look after them just in your garden. It's not really about, showing off what I do. It's more about how to look after them if you're just growing them in your own garden. So that's tomorrow evening at the Methodist Hall in Freshwater.
What time does that start?
That starts at, I believe it's 7:30 p.m. I think the doors open at 7 o'clock.
Right, okay, cool.
And then onwards from there, from Freshwater's point of view, it'll be we do talks every month, but then our main event will be the show, summer show on August the 10th.
Okay. But all the details are on the social medias and the websites.
All the details are on there, yes.
If you've missed anything out, go to the old Facebooks and social medias and it's all there.
It's all there for everyone to see.
Right. Okay, then. Cool. Here's the curveball question. Are you a jam or cream first person when it comes to eating scones?
Well, I would say neither because I don't eat them. But if I did, it would be the jam.
Yeah? What about you, Josh?
I think it'd have to be jam first.
So you eat yours the Cornish way then?
I would choose the Cornish way, I think, yes.
Because there's two ways of eating scones, isn't there?
There is.
The jam on first or the cream on first. The jam on first is the Cornish way.
Right.
And I'm going to be the odd one out in the room and I'm going to go, I do mine the Devon way.
Ah, right.
I put the cream on first, then the jam.
Many a holiday was spent in Cornwall, so I will go with the Cornish way. I'm happy with that.
And also, they've got great cider as well, apparently, haven't they?
Yes.
And something called a pasty or something. So I'm led to believe. I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you very much indeed.
It's been great chatting with you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.